rise and shine, for your light has come. Stay tuned for Brunch Time Motivational Talk Show, only on Shalom FM. It is written, men ought always to pray. There is a relationship between prayer and power. Join us every night for Midnight Prayers with Bishop Joshua Simeon.
Some days life feels perfect. Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Broken, live or die. So speak life. Twisted. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy to imagine words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life.
Lovely, lovely day to you all. This is Sir Brian on Shalom FM, your number one Christian radio station, bringing about motivation. This is Discussing Life and so much more. And I have an amazing, amazing guest. Just to give you a background, today we're totally going a different direction. It's not something that you expected, but I think it's something that we actually need to talk about. You remember when we had the first lockdown, where we could not go out to the parks, where we could not actually do anything. People began to find ways to exercise, find ways to meditate, find ways to stretch their bodies. So there is something that happened in that period, something that we didn't know of. People began to know about yoga. And I'm sure that even up to now, you actually don't really have a complete understanding of what yoga is. When I talk of yoga, some of you would think of someone standing in a crazy posture, but we have an amazing guest, and I'm excited. Her name is Lindsay. She is a professional qualified yoga instructor. I'm sure that you've actually not had the opportunity to meet a yoga instructor, so it's quite exciting. Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Awesome, thank you so much for having me.
Yes, welcome. So I can give a very good introduction, because I took the time to really go through social media to really read about you, but I believe that you are the one who's better able to introduce yourself to the audience. So I just want to give you an opportunity to tell the audience who Lindsay is, and we'll take it from there.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for having me. I am a yoga teacher by both, I think, profession and just through in my heart.
Okay.
I went and studied after school to be a psychologist. Wow. And did my honors in psychology, and during my undergrad, or actually during my honors year, actually I found yoga just as an interest of how to, you know, express the body, let go of some energy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really one for hiking or running or anything like that. So yoga, just suddenly it appeared to me.
Okay.
And I went and joined a class, and I was pretty much sold on the way that we could connect the mind and connect the heart and connect the breath. And this beautiful body that we've been blessed with on this earth, Okay. And yeah, I suppose that's a very brief intro.
Wow. In that intro, there is so much, and we're going to unpack it all. You said you studied psychology. And from my understanding, psychology has to do with the human mind, the brain and all. And then yoga has to do with not just the brain. It takes into account the brain, the physical aspect of it all and all. So I just want to start from psychology to really what led you to the path of having to say, okay, it's not enough to for me to understand the human brain or mind, but I need to actually know more. Because we the reason why I'm asking this question is, in this world we have communities that will say, specialize in school, or, you know, just work on your mind, your intellect, that's what's important. And then you have people who are physically addicts. They'll say, work in the gym, you know, exercise. And then we have people who say, for example, the very extreme who say, okay, I'm a monk, so I don't do anything else. I just meditate all day and eat a certain diet, and that's their lifestyle. So I'm sure that yoga encompasses it all. So I want to know, from psychology to yoga, that transition.
So actually, well, psychology came to me from the learning about my own experience with mental health. And I'll be fully transparent that I have had a long journey with my own mental health.
Okay.
And I wanted to be able to understand myself and to understand others better.
Okay.
I also felt that I was born with the gift to be able to help people. People just naturally opened up to me.
Oh, wow.
And I was able to understand people on a level that I'm not sure that the normal person does.
Wow.
But if you do, all good to you. But
yes.
I also... So when I found yoga and I realized that there were so many similarities, so many parallels to them, and they crossed paths so easily, but there's a big gap between the Eastern world and the Western world. And for me, it just became an exciting thing, exciting idea to put the two together.
Wow.
So that's what I'm busy working with. I actually never thought I would teach physical yoga. I thought I would rather only teach meditation and mindfulness.
Yeah.
But then the actual physical practice also has its benefits, and the way that it affects the mind and the emotions and wanting to be able to bring the West to the East, or kind of all in one.
Yes. I understand that yoga is from the Eastern aspect, from the East, India and all that. And I just want you to really just, because obviously we need to have like a basic understanding. I know there's so many, you know, if you dive into it, there's so much into it. But just to give, for someone who doesn't know what yoga is, like, it's something new to them. Because you see, Shalom FM is not only limited to South Africa, it's global. And we reach people wherever they are. So some people don't actually know what yoga is. So just give them what yoga is, and we'll take it from there.
Awesome. So yoga actually is a Sanskrit word, which is an ancient Indian language.
Mm.
And it literally translates to union.
Union.
So it's the union of the body, the mind, the spirit, the soul, whatever you would like to call it, the heart, and all of the different parts of self. And I don't like to say the aim, but the end goal that the ancient yogis had was to be closer to God, or closer to the universe, or closer to the greater picture of life. And they use the different tools such as breath work and physical movement, meditation, to find yourself holistically, getting to that space of what is called samadhi, which is pure bliss in life.
Which is really what everybody is trying to
achieve
and find out in different forms. Whether you are a Christian, you really need God to intervene in our lives, because in this world there is just chaos, and we end up not having the peace or just the bliss of just being content. Or whether, and some people will say, okay, they move to drugs because they're just trying to get to a point where they move out of their own head, and, you know. So I really want to, the idea of this show is a heart-to-heart discussion as we capture the matters that are in people's hearts. I understand that people go through different trials, tribulations, and challenges, and sometimes they don't have a way of escaping, especially mentally, where now we have more suicides, we have more violence, we have more, simply because of whatever is going on in people's head. And I understand that yoga tries to address that. How does yoga try and help people on a mental aspect to really free themselves and find that bliss?
So yoga tries to help you find yourself,
yeah,
within yourself first, without all of the external factors. We live, okay, in such a busy, chaotic world where we are always on demand and we expected yeah, things, yeah, of us all the time. And yoga invites you actually to go within yourself,
okay,
and to really unpack who I am, what is important to me,
okay,
and how can I express myself externally in order to really encompass myself fully,
okay,
holistically, whether it's mentally, intellectually,
yeah,
emotionally.
Yeah.
Yoga gives you the opportunity to be selfishly selfless.
Okay.
So starting with the self, you can't pour from an empty cup.
Yeah.
It fills that cup for you, where you are able to. I often get told by people, oh, I can't do yoga because I'm not flexible, or okay, I can't meditate because I can't quieten the mind.
Okay.
And it's really beautiful that those are actually the end products of yoga and meditation.
Yeah.
So these are the things that scare us from doing something that, okay, actually is going to empower you in your life, to find flexibility, not only physically,
yeah,
but emotionally and mentally, and flexibility in your life to be, okay, able to go with the flow, to ride the wave, and also, yeah, to be conscious,
yeah,
of what's going on around you. I think a lot of the time we do block certain things out, okay, because we stay in our lane,
yeah, yeah,
and it allows you to see a bit deeper and more into what makes up the physical earth in terms, okay, of nature,
yeah,
what makes up the people that you're surrounded by,
yeah,
what makes up the energy that is around all around us,
okay,
those connections between self and others,
yeah,
all start with the self.
Oh, wow.
And it teaches you to really love yourself.
Okay.
And thereby, once you love yourself, you can only love each other.
Yeah, which is what the Bible says. The Bible talks about,
yeah,
love your neighbor as you love yourself. And it's really hard to give out love when you're actually coming from an empty place where you don't have love for yourself. You cannot respect someone else if you don't have self-respect. So, in a way, we actually need to come back to ourselves. I think now we live in a world, you know, the social media world, where we are highly influenced by what we see on social media, Facebook, Instagram, the televisions, the celebrities, to the point that we don't feel that we are enough, and we don't feel that we just constantly running and trying to get more, constantly trying to get as many likes as you can, to the point that it just becomes a recurring cycle of constant pressure and misery. I like what you say, that I was reading something, and I think it's an Indian narrative where there are two monks who are going to a certain place, and as they are going, they see a lady trying to cross a river, and she can't because the river is deep. But the monks cannot carry the lady onto the water to help her, but they've got the ability. And the older monk says, okay, let me help her. He carries her across the river and puts her down, and they begin to walk. And a number of days afterwards, the young one asks, but why did you carry her? As monks, we're not supposed to do that. And the older monk says, I carried her for 5 seconds, but you've been carrying her all these years. You've been just carrying her in your head. So I think in a way, yoga tries to take us from carrying certain things, like we carry our past into our present, but we cannot really change our present, our past. We cannot change it. And then we move ourselves to the future, but we're not yet in the future because we can never really be in the future. But our thoughts are constantly worrying about tomorrow and the next years, to the point that we end up actually not living in the present. Mm. And having experienced your one of your classes, when we started, you said, as you calm your mind, leave whatever you were carrying by the door, and you know, allow your thoughts to come through, but don't focus on them. Just allow them in. Just you know, can you? I just want you to take us shortly through that, because I'm sure that some of our listeners are having a hard time actually having to drop the worries and stresses or just trying to calm their mind. I know from my office there are some people who are having a hard time sleeping. They tell you, I can't just silence my brain. It's just going and, you know, yes.
Yeah, no, it's very true that our minds are very busy, and the yogis and the Buddhists call it the monkey mind.
Okay.
You think of a monkey just jumping from branch to branch, yeah, and picking up the one thing and then dropping it and picking up the next.
Yeah.
And eventually you become so busy within yourself that you aren't able to appreciate where you are in the present moment.
Okay.
And with yoga, and specifically breath work, there is no way to breathe in the past, and there is no way to breathe in the future. You can only breathe here and now with every single breath. So what I instruct in yoga is to acknowledge and to notice the thoughts, to not want to just turn a blind eye to the fact that there are things going on in your life, that there are thoughts and that there are stresses, but rather to acknowledge them and thank them. And then you can set them aside, because we are powerful enough to be able to choose our thoughts, to choose the way that we react to things.
Yeah.
And it's a very tricky, very difficult process, but it can be done. And it can be done with each breath that you take, of each minute and moment, and allowing yourself to be present where you are, and not hold on to the baggage. And it takes everything that you bring with you, it gets spread to the people around you. You're not the only person who holds your baggage. It gets held by everybody in your life who is important to you. And in a way of active service towards those around you, it's also become so important to look after self. And to acknowledge that those thoughts are around. And often when we put them aside, the ones that come back into your mind are the ones that really need your attention. And again, it comes to thanking them and asking your thoughts and having a conversation with yourself. Why is this coming up for me? What does this mean? Where does it feel in my body? So in the yogic world, there's all the different chakra points. So whether you feel something in your heart, then it's a really emotional, sensitive place. If you feel something in your throat, it usually means you need to express something. You have something to say. Exactly. If you have a sore lower back, for example, that means you might need to be grounded. So acknowledging and noticing where things are coming for you and what they're doing to you and how you're reacting to them. It's also, I suppose, a part of psychology where you notice thoughts. And for example, in therapy, you would just discuss them with a therapist, and that therapist would then help you figure out how does that feel for you, that old-timey question of how does that make you feel? And actually being the one who gets to ask the question to yourself. And it's not an externally controlled situation where you are in complete control of your life. And if you don't feel in control, your breath is in control. The energy around you is in control. God or the universe is in control. I was raised in a Catholic family, so I had a very good background in terms of Christianity, and it expanded myself to beyond that, to being able to see how my physical self was reacting to my external forces. For example, a lot of us have shoulder pain and hip problems, and they often can be linked very closely to the way that your body is experiencing life, experiencing trauma, which all gets held in the physical body, because when we're on this earthly plane, that is what we've been blessed with. We have been given a human life, a human experience. I think it's actually my little bio on my Facebook page saying that I'm not a human being having a spiritual experience. I'm a spiritual being having a human experience.
Okay.
And to understanding the difference between the two is that we have been blessed with, unfortunately, a very limited time on this earth.
Yeah, true.
But there is so much more beyond that. And what are we put on this earth here to do? And in all honesty, I think we've been put on this earth to experience and to find peace.
Okay. Yes.
And that's, I mean, if you want to ask me what the meaning of life is, that's my answer.
and once you find peace, to be able to give out peace, to be able to be, you know, the Bible talks about blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall inherit the heaven. Jesus talks about, he says, there's a scripture that he says, come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavily laden, and I'll give you rest. You talked about having pains in different aspects of our body, and I am a very wide reader. I read a lot, and something that I recently read is when we constantly are in our thoughts, negative thoughts, they bring about negative emotions. And because a negative emotion sort of has energy that's supposed to be either, because now when you're in that thought, your body gives you energy either to run or to fight, but you're not running or fighting in any way. So that energy now is just negative energy that will stay in your body, and then it goes to different parts of your body to actually give you pain. So I really am a firm believer that stretching, yoga, the physical aspects of it will actually help you, you know, it will help you let go of some of this negative energy. Because I remember at a certain point, even in my life, my mother was very sick, and we had to force her to say, move out of your bedroom, you know, just walk to the, just to see the garden and walk back, you know, walk. And then she started walking to just see, so that she could move away from just looking at the pain and seeing the flowers and just breathing the air outside. And then she got well. So I really do understand in that regards. And then you spoke about the physical aspect of yoga, where we begin to stretch and we begin. I really want to, because I feel like there are people who say, I cannot do it, I'm too big, or just putting, it's for people who are fit and, you know, skinny and stuff like that. What would you say to someone like that to sort of get them on to join yoga? And
everybody is can do yoga.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Okay.
It is not a specific way. There's no specific way that something should be done.
Okay.
There are levels of the way that you can do one specific pose.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean that one is a lesser than level than maybe an advanced. It is just where your body is on each time and each day, and actually exploring that and becoming curious of your body.
Yeah.
I mean, for myself, for example, as a yoga teacher, I can't go into the splits.
Yeah.
But there are many yogis who can.
Yeah.
I can touch my toes.
Yeah.
But there are many people who are far beyond me in a spiritual sense who can't.
Yeah.
Yoga is the union of body, mind, and soul, and being able to find that connections. And we get so caught up in judgment and labeling of ourselves, not only physically, but the way that we think or the way that we speak. And yoga invites you to not judge.
Okay.
There's something that there is called ahimsa, which is non-violence.
Okay.
And it might sound a bit you know, scary at first, but it is that non-violence, because ill-speaking of self is violent to self. Judging is violence towards self or others. And it's about learning that and coming back to this, the fact that we aren't innately violent beings.
Yeah.
We are beings that are full of love. Yeah. I mean, it's so obvious in the way how easy it is to accept love and to give it. And it's to be able to, I suppose I've gone very off on a tangent here, but to understand that your by judging your body or saying I can't is violence towards self, and you need to give yourself love, compassion, kindness, softness, but also be encouraging to yourself. Have the faith that you know what, maybe I can't do this today, but just tomorrow, oh my goodness, tomorrow I can do it again, I can try again. And having that faith in self and faith in the universe and God to provide you with what it is that you need to get what you want.
Okay. I like that. You see, this is Discussions of Life and so much more on Shalom FM. And today we have Lindsay. She is a professional, trained, qualified yoga instructor, teacher, and not just that, she's a psychologist. She's so much more. And the nuggets of wisdom she's sharing are coming from a place of love. She spoke about in yoga, anyone can do yoga, meaning to say the reason why people say I cannot do it is because we compare ourselves to others. But when you are in that class, it's not about everybody else. It's about you having that interaction with your body, with your breath, and with your mind, and getting yourself to a place where some of the things that you think you cannot do, you'll be shocked that you can actually do them. So I really want to urge you to get on, begin to do yoga. Lindsay, how can people begin to connect with you to be able to find assistance?
I'm very open to people dropping me a WhatsApp.
Okay.
So I don't know if I should be dropping my number. So that's 071-407-6109. Or you can find me on Instagram or Facebook. My page is called Yoga, Y-O-G-A-H. Okay. And the meaning behind that is finding the ah in yoga.
Finding the ah.
The ah, the relaxing, that, that release. And I honestly think that, you know, you don't need to have a fancy tights. Yeah. You don't need to have a fancy yoga mat. All you need is your body.
Okay.
The willingness to be present, and I think that's actually it. I can't even think of a third thing you need. All you need is the willingness and to just be there.
Just to avail yourself.
I mean, it can start with us being as simple as taking a seat on the floor. I mean, you could even do it on a chair. Put your feet flat down on the ground.
Okay.
Close your eyes. And who is there with you when you close your eyes? It's you.
Yeah.
You're there.
Yeah.
Saying hi to yourself, taking a few breaths to calm down. For example, you mentioned you've got colleagues who are struggling to sleep.
Yeah.
Taking 10 long, deep breaths has never stopped me from falling asleep.
Wow.
Ever.
That's the secret. That's what we're getting, you know, this is what you pay for when you go to doctors or to these people. You're getting it for free on Shalom FM. Please go ahead. We really, people are struggling out there.
Just to, the powerful thing about breath is that it's the first thing we do when we enter this world.
Wow.
And it's the last thing we do.
Oh.
So we breathe in when we come into this planet.
Yeah.
And we breathe out when we pass.
Okay.
And we have that breath is life force, is our life.
Yeah.
And the way that the breath moves through the body on a physical level, mentally and emotional, I mean, if in your normal life and you're having a bit of a panic, someone says to you, just sit down and breathe.
It's like everything stops.
Like how did I not think of that?
Why did I breathe?
And we spend a lot of time in this world breathing super super shallow into the top of our lungs.
Yeah.
And this way, by inviting the breath deep into your body, you can feel it going into your heart and filling up your heart and filling in the spaces that might feel that they that are empty or
not
lost.
Getting enough.
And to oxygenate the body, to oxygenate the brain, so that your brain and your mind have more ability to function in the way that you need to function in this in this busy, busy, chaotic world.
I was thinking that you see, for example, I work, let's say, from 8 in the morning, then I finish work at 6 in the evening. Maybe I have 30 minutes or an hour lunch, which most of the time I'm so busy, so I'm on my desk sitting, And then afterwards, I sit in my car. I'm driving for an hour or 30 minutes or whatever period. And then when I get home, it's a quick meal in the kitchen. So I'm standing for like a very short period of time. And then I'm on the couch. I'm watching TV. And then now I'm lying flat on my bed. And the next day, it's another day like that. So I think in a way, we sometimes, because I'm saying this because when I came for one of the yoga classes that I came, I actually felt certain parts of my body that I didn't know existed, you know, when you are stretching. So I think it comes down to us not really experiencing life to the fullness simply because the world has conditioned us to live in certain ways, to be sitting in a certain way, to the point that we need to stretch our body to allow our muscles. Because I think, beyond a doubt, certain diseases that we're now facing are simply brought about the lifestyles that we live. So what would you a recommendation to someone who works like that, who sits every day, what would you recommend?
You can make any experience a meditative experience.
Okay.
So, for example, washing the dishes. Yeah. We often just think, okay, cool, I need to do the cutlery, I need to do the glasses, yeah. I need to do this, that, and the other. But actually taking the time to experience the feeling of the water, feeling of the soap suds on your hands, the feeling of the cloth that you're using, or the sponge, the sensation of cleansing something.
Okay.
When you're driving, to instead of just be...
Please
be focused on the road. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Yeah.
But to be fully present in the fact that I am seated here and I am in control of this vehicle that is a part of this world. And if I keep on breathing gently and softly, the cars around me are going to follow suit, because the auric field, so the energy field that surrounds your entire body, is as big as 30 meters or more in size, all around you, in front, behind, to the left, to the right, up and below. And you take up so much space, and just by allowing yourself to, for example, when you're working at your desk, when you take that walk to the loo to take that break, and maybe it's the first time you got up from your desk in 3 hours, when you... As you're taking that walk, to watch as each foot lands on the floor, it's not going to take you any longer, but each foot is just going to land. Instead of just, we live so automatically on autopilot.
Okay, yeah.
And to remember that I am the pilot, actually. Wow.
I'm the one driving.
I'm washing these cars, these dishes.
Yeah.
You are doing all of those things, and to actually bring yourself into the present moment. If while you're standing waiting for the kettle to boil to make your next cup of coffee, maybe your fifth cup of coffee for the day at work, to just maybe lift your arms above your head and to take a nice deep stretch and a deep breath in, and you suddenly feel more energized. I can't even think now. to while you're sitting watching the TV, to just twist your ankles, to roll them, to give yourself a foot massage, give yourself that self-love, to connect to your body. Maybe it's a stretch that you've learned how to do, like pulling your arm over to the side, as you would do after a session at the gym. Those are all things that we've learned how to do, to move your head from side to side and make circles with the neck. Those are things that we've learned naturally in our day and in our lives through either watching someone do it or having gone to some kind of class with or, you know, PE at school where they would teach you phys ed and all that. To actually tap into all of those knowings. You already know how to stretch your body.
You already know
how to calm your mind.
Yeah,
but we don't realize our potential, that we actually have that ability at any point in time, no matter the external factors, no matter what's going on, no matter how busy your life and day might be. You can bring yourself into an awareness of your body.
Okay.
Being aware of your body, being aware of your breath, being aware of your mind, and being aware of your heart in any scenario you're in.
Okay. wow. This is even getting deeper than we thought. But I think it's the simple little things that we sometimes take for granted. I think one of the greatest thing that I've actually learned from the very few classes that I've done yoga with you was that you really have to be grateful. You really have to be grateful for just being able to breathe in and out, being able to just stretch your body, being able to, because in a way, like when you're walking to the kitchen, when you see your face, your left foot, you lift it up. Sometimes we just take it for granted. When I'm busy washing the dishes, I'm already worrying about the office tomorrow. But it's the water running in the plate, having to see it, you know, that it's the little things. And I think if you look at a small baby, you know, a baby, babies, they'll be playing with their toes and they'll be, you just find yourself, no matter how stressed you are, you just find yourself calming down and relaxing. And I think even as grown-ups, this is what we need to do to really love ourselves and to really just give yourself that. You deserve it. You've been working hard. Yeah. It's been tough, but you've been going every day. So
yeah, we just to take appreciate everything you do and have in your life. It is so much easier actually to count your blessings than to count your troubles.
Yeah,
it is. And it's so much more rewarding as well. Mm-hmm. To count your troubles, you're giving yourself more troubles.
Yeah,
because you'll find another trouble to add to that list.
Yeah, yeah.
But once you start counting your blessings, you really realize that you have everything within yourself to make your life peaceful, no matter your physical, your external circumstances. To appreciate the fact that you have breath, that you can connect with other people, that you have a spiritual self, that you have an emotional self, that you have an intellect. It's the noticing and the appreciation of all that is,
the different aspects of you,
and it starts with you. And I always say to people, there's no shame in that selfishness, because to be selfish in that way is completely selfless, because you're giving yourself over to what you've been given and what you've been blessed with, whether you believe it came from God or whether you believe it came from Allah or Buddha or just the universe. You've been gifted this life on earth. And if you're going to spend your whole life in worry and in turmoil and in stress, you're giving up the greatest blessing that you have, which is being alive.
Yeah. Wow. In Shalom FM, our motto is there's always a way out in Christ. What it means is no matter how things are in your life, there's always a way out of escape. The Bible talks about God being faithful not to let anything that is above and beyond you to come upon you. So just you being alive simply means that there is still hope. I think sometimes we lose hope, we just give up, and we get frustrated simply because we concentrate on the negative aspects of our life, yet forgetting that even just being alive is a gift. And you being alive means no matter where you are, it can change, but you have to be aware of your present moment. And if there are negative feelings, you have to allow yourself to say, okay, this is what's there, but I don't want to stay in this depression. You know, people stay in depression. You can allow to be in that state for an instant, but don't allow yourself to stay in there and to say, okay, what would you say to someone who's actually going through depression? Because understand that after the years we've had, the pandemic, some lost their jobs, some lost family, some went through heartbreak and all this pain. What would you say? Because the reason why I ask is, you are someone who's coming from a place where you are in the worst of the worst, but you are this person that you are today, and people really need to just get themselves also. What would you say to someone?
I would say, just to come back to your Shalom FM motto, there is always a way out in Christ. Acknowledging that Christ or life or the giver lives within you, not just around you or up in heaven.
Yeah.
They are within you and they are a part of you. To to find the silver lining in every cloud that might pass by. There is always something good in in anything that appears bad. We live in a duality.
Duality, yeah.
And of good and bad, and it's finding the balance. I mean, just the duality of masculine and feminine. We are, and or masculine being that strong confidence and sense of self, and the feminine being the soft, kind compassion that you have, and allowing yourself to find a balance. And if you do find yourself deep in that feminine, in that depression, in the emotion, to realize where you've been, where you've been strong, where you've been brave, and who you have around you to support you. You are never actually alone. No matter if it's a person who's in your family, your neighbor, a friend, Jesus, someone is there for you and acknowledging you're not alone. We don't live in this world alone.
I like that. Romans 8, one of the verses in the Bible, I think Romans 8 verse 13, it says, all things work for the good unto them who love the Lord. Meaning to say, it can be bad, but God will turn it for your good. It can be good, but God will still make all things work out for you. Jesus talks about, in Revelations, he talks about standing at the door of your heart, knocking to let him in, so that he's already there. Because the Bible talks about God having given us all things necessary for us to live in this world. But it's just that it gets buried down because of everything that, you know, that we learn, that we experience, that we see, to the point that we sometimes forget that at the end of the day, we are all beautiful and we all deserve love and we are all loving people. And we only sometimes see it only after a crisis. I remember after the earthquake of Haiti, the world got together it was beyond us to say we never knew that we could unite in such a way. So sometimes crisis, instead of actually destroying us, actually brings us back together. And this is what yoga does. It brings us back to really what's important, which is you as an individual. And as you take care of you, everybody taking care of yourself, of themselves, the world becomes a better place.
Absolutely. And yoga, we call, or I suppose in the spiritual realm in the East, they call it the work. And it's the work for a reason, because it's not going to always be easy.
Yeah.
There's actual work that needs to be done, where you have to face the tough stuff, the stuff that really is sucky and you don't want to experience. Facing it head on and realizing how strong you are, and then facing the good and bringing it in, inviting it in, and allowing it to expand as far and wide as it can. And realizing that, once again, you're not just a human being. And that's all that humanness is what piles on top of us, on top of that true self, that innocence that we're born with, to release the layers of this human world and come into your spiritual self, where everything is a meditative experience, a prayer experience. Prayer and meditation, to me, have no difference. It's one and the same, and you can actually use your entire life to be in that place. We often see or think of, you know, yogis as being hippies and all airy fairy and wearing robes. But that's not to say they never have a bad day. We live in the physical world, in a human world that is going to affect us. But we can't let that one experience be our entire experience. Okay.
Which is what where we actually make a mistake of. If I have a bad thought, then I label myself as a bad person. You're actually not a bad person. Or no matter what you have done, you are not that bad. I think the Bible talks about no matter how red your sins are, but God is able to wipe them as snow, to wipe them white as snow, so that you can be purified from all that. So you don't need to hold on to that label that you have given yourself. And something came to mind when as we were talking about, you spoke about being able to look in the past and seeing how you've conquered, you know, certain things, battles in the past, and getting that energy to be able to fight whatever you're facing. And our bishop always talks about that we have no need to fear the future except if we forget how God has led us in the past. And you spoke about not being alone. Not being alone. You are never actually alone in this world. There's always someone who cares, someone who loves you, someone who's willing to give you a hand and to give you the strength. I think we are almost coming to the end of the show. As much as I want to continue on, and I'm sure that we probably have to plan to have a follow-up in regards to that. Remember, you can send your questions to our WhatsApp number. It's +27 810269868. And go on to all social media platforms. It's Shalom number one. You can send in your comments, send in your questions, and then we'll be able to address them. So, Lindsay, as we coming to the end of the show, I really want to give you this opportunity to really say what's on your mind. I always tell the audience that you want people to remember you for a certain, even is it a phrase, or you want, there's a message that defines who you are and that you really want to express to the world. This is really your platform to really take it and to say it as much as you want. Yeah.
I think I want the entire world, whether it is nature, people, inanimate objects, to find peace.
Find peace.
Because, and that peace lives within you. You just have to peel back the layers, like an onion.
Yeah.
Peel it back until you find that nugget of gold within yourself, and that you are able to do it. There are no limitations. Wow. You have endless potential, endless possibilities, and abundance lives in you and all around you.
Wow.
And you can do it. If you need to reach out, reach out. If you need to go within, go within. You follow your guidance of your heart, your intuition. You've been blessed with that.
Wow. Lindsay, can you please remind the audience again, how do they get hold of you?
Yes, sure. You can look me up on Instagram or on Facebook. It is Yoga, Y-O-G-A-H, so Yoga with an H. On Facebook and Instagram, and then you can also WhatsApp me on 071-407-6109. I'm always happy to be of service, to help you, to connect with you.
Wow. This is Discussing Life and So Much More with Sir Brian. I had the amazing Lindsay. We are looking forward to actually doing another show together and doing great things actually in this world. But as I round off, I just want to remind you that Lindsay really spoke about finding peace. God promises that He'll give us peace that surpasses all understanding. It is amazing that even some people, when they face the worst of the worst, you see them at peace. You see them not moved or shaken. It's not because they have this superhuman strength, but we all have it, and we can find peace in this world. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May God help you in all that you do. And may you find the bliss and the aha that you desperately need. Get in touch with Lindsay and see you. Stay tuned on Shalom FM for more programs. This is Sir Brian. Take care.
We are Shalom FM Cape Town, your local community radio station. Remember, there's always a way out in Christ.